Lakuta Sichas Chelik Yudalev, Parsha Shmois Sicha Beis. Ala Pasik Shlach Nobiyat Tishloch, and the Pasik that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem when he told him go to redeem the Yidden from Mitzrayim. So he said, send someone else to do the job. Isa B'Medrash, the Medrash says, Omar Moshe Lefanov, Moshe said to Hashem, Rabbeinu Shalaylam, Shlach Nobiyat Tishloch, what did he mean, send somebody else? Biyad Mashiach Shu Asid Legalis. Send Mashiach to do it. He is the one that will eventually also be revealed to the Yidden and take them out of Golus. So let them take them out of this Golus. Amnon, Bakashas Zushal Moshe Lein Eskabla. But this request of Moshe was not accepted. Kiritzen Shal Baruch Hoya Shadafke Moshe Yiyah Shliach Lahitzi Yisrael Yisrael Mitzrayim, because Hashem wanted that it should be Dafke Moshe that will be the messenger to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, and not Mashiach. The Divrei HaMedrash Muvan Sheyesh Neshayches Miyachedes BaMoshe Mashiach. From these words of Medrash, it seems that there is some sort of a relationship, very special, integral relationship, a connection between Moshe and Mashiach. Asher Mishum Zeh Bikash Moshe Shashlichas BeGeulos Shel Bnei Yisrael MeMitzrayim Shehutla Olav Temasa B'Yad Mashiach. And that's why Moshe said, "Me and Mashiach, that's the same thing. Why don't you just send him? This thing that I'm supposed to do, take them out of Mitzrayim, let Mashiach do it, because we're virtually the same." Hello, Shemakol Mokem Haisa Tzricha Liyas Agula Diyasiyas Mitzrayim Dafke Al Yidei Moshe. But no, Hashem decided no, the Gula from Mitzrayim has to be Dafke through Moshe. V'inyonim Shom Mashiach Hu Dafke Gulasim Shom Yisrael Magolus Achren Magolusim Achren, and it's Mashiach's role only to take them out of the eventual, the final Golus. What is this connection between Moshe and Mashiach? Shemipnei zeh ba hatzad ha-shavah shebetafkideihem, which is what gives them a common denominator in their mission. Because they're similar, therefore their mission is similar. Both of them have the mission to redeem the Yidden from Golus. So moving up in Maimer Azal, we can understand that connection from what our sages say. Moshe hu goyel rishon, hu goyel achron. Moshe is the first redeemer, and he is the final redeemer. V'hine ein apirush. The meaning of that is not shemoshe gufayu ba'atzma yia goyel achron. It doesn't mean that Moshe literally, in body and soul, will be the one to take the yidden out of golus achron. Share Moshe from Shevet Levi. We know this because Al Pi Torah, Moshe is from Shevet Levi. Well, Mashiach Yamid from Beis David. Mashiach has to come from Beis David, the Shevet Yehuda. So it can't be Moshe. Ela Peter. So what does it mean that Moshe is the Goel Rishon Goel Achren? She Moshe Shu Goel Rishon. That Moshe, who was the first Goel, who Shevakayche Val Yodei. It is him, and through his ability, through his power, and through him, Yoveh Mashiach HaGoyel Achren, that will bring about Mashiach, the final Mashiach as well. Vabir, and the explanation of this is, HaTorah hi reishis v'ikir ma'alosu shel melech HaMashiach. What is the first and foremost quality of Mashiach? Torah. Ha'igah b'Torah, the very first thing that the Rambam mentions about the qualities of Mashiach is that he's a person that studies Torah diligently. In other words, where does his ability to be the redeemer of the Yidden come from? Well, the Torah comes from the Torah. Shu Torah's Moshe, which is the Torah of Moshe, as it's actually called. In the same way, what is the kayach of the Yidden that they are able to bring Mashiach, which is supposed to come through the avodah of the Yidden? What type of kayach? What is it? Who are you there, Torah? It's also the same. It's through the Torah, as will be explained presently. B'shayches pnimi yizu shebei Mashiach u'Moshe, and this inner connection between Mashiach and Moshe, meremezes gam bazeh shebias Mashiach nikras yavish shiloi. The coming of Mashiach is called Ad Ki Yaveh Shiloi, until Shiloi will come. Shiloi is Mashiach. Why is it called Shiloi? She Yaveh Shiloi B'Gematria Mashiach. The words Yaveh Shiloi, Shiloi will come, is the same numerical value of Mashiach. V'shiloi b'gematria Moshe. And the word shiloi alone is the same numerical value of Moshe. Ki yovei shiloi haynu giluy of shel Mashiach. Yovei shiloi means he will bring Mashiach, shiloi. Which means he will reveal Mashiach and the actual coming of Mashiach, meaning that Yavai Shiloi, which means the actual coming of Mashiach, that is the Gematria Mashiach, that is the actual revelation, whereas Shiloi itself is the Gematria Moshe. In other words, the Koyach of Mashiach is the Gematria Moshe. Shiloi is the same gematria of Moshe, which is 345. Is that what Moshe already has the ability, the power of Mashiach, but not the power to actually bring about Mashiach? That is Yove Shiloi, which is Mashiach. Hakayach al Mashiach, who in Yanushal Moshe, the Kayach to bring Mashiach, Shiloi, that is Moshe. Yavei Shiloi, the actual revelation of Mashiach, that's Mashiach. That's the same numerical value of Mashiach, which is 358. We know what the Friedrich Rebbe said. That Yavei, the word Yavei, is the gematria, the same gematria as Echad, Aleph Ches Dalet, which is 13. Both of them are 13. Umayshe Betziruf Echad, Moshe together with the word Echad, Begematria Mashiach. Moshe together with the word Echad is Begematria Mashiach. Moshe is 345 and Echad is 13, so together it's 358, which is the same as Yavei Shiloi and Mashiach. Vahainu, so what does all this together mean? Shebiyosu Shol Mashiach Bepoyel Yavei, that the actual coming of Mashiach, Yavei, that he should come actually, Yi Al Yidei Avei Debaifin Shol Echad. That will come about through Echad. Yavai is begematria Echad. Va'koyach le'batzeya avaydazu, and the ability to be able to carry out this type of avayda nitl lanu m'moshe was given to us from Moshe. V'lechem Moshe, nesinis koyach al'avaydazu, therefore Moshe, which is the giving us the ability to do this, betziruf Echad, together with the word Echad, which is the avayda that we need to do in order to bring Mashiach, is Bigamatria Mashiach, that is, together is Mashiach. In other words, that Moshe, the Kayach to do it, together with the Aveda that we need to do it, is what equals Mashiach. Habir Bazet. So to understand this, Omer Razal, our sages tell us, Olam Amelu and Nivra, the world was created in its full perfection. Hainu Shekasher Nivra Olam, Hayu Kol Inyonu Bishlemusam. When the world was created, everything was perfect, was in a perfect state. But then, through the Chet Eitzadas, Shabon Nocha, Shal Chava, that the serpent came upon Chava, Hitl Bazuama, and he inflicted a certain contamination. The Yara the Adam, the Eilam, Mishlemusim, and therefore the Adam and the world all went down from its state of perfection. It was now contaminated. Adas manda matan Torah, and this lasted until matan Torah. Shaz nisalu miridasam. Then they were elevated. They were brought back up from that lowered status. Ki Yisrael shamdu al Har Sinai poskazu amosam, as it's written that the Yidden that stood at Mar Sinai, their contamination ended. Hashem took away, removed the contamination from the Chet Eitzadas. But then that same contamination came back. It came back through the eagle. That contamination still remains in the world until the coming of Mashiach. And then the prophecy will be fulfilled. The prophecy that says, the spirit of uncleanliness will be I will remove from the world. Then the contamination will be completely removed. The world will be refined and purified and elevated. The absolute ultimate highest level degree of purification and elevation and so on. Behini yadua, we know asher yadida tzerech aliyahi, that every descent is for the purpose of growing to a new higher level. So that any time something goes down a level, it's the from a previous level that they were in, it so that they can grow to a new higher level as a result. Then obviously, the aliyah, the growth that has to come after yerida, has to be higher than the original level that the person was on. Otherwise, what would be the purpose of the yerida if you just go back to the original aliyah? So it's understood that when the matan Torah fixed the contamination that happened as a result of the Eitz Hadas, so the contamination was the Yerida. The Matan Torah is not, doesn't want to bring it back to neutral ground, to the same level as it was before the Eitz Hadas, then what would be the purpose? So Matan Torah brought it up a higher level than it was before the Eitz Hadas. Yesh ba yisun al dargas al ilui shekaydem achet Eitz Hadas, therefore it must have a higher level than that was, than things were before Eitz Hadas. Well, bevadei shemekol shekemoy kein hu beyisra malosa shula aliyah ha'asida, and in a similar way, without doubt, that in the eventual purification and elevation and refinement of the world when Mashiach comes, la'achrei yirida b'cheta egel, after we went down again a level through the Eitz Hadas, through the Chet HaEgel, so the redemption will bring about an even higher growth than it was after Matan Torah, than it was after Matan Torah before the Egel. U'ma'alosa shel aliyah zu shel achrei hayirida l'gabei ma'ila hakedemes, and this new growth that comes after the aliyah, after the yirida, over what it was before the Yerida, he be yes it says, of course, in a greater degree, heimitzad hamshacha seir and sof baruch hu milmaylo lamata, both in the type of elikus that comes down into the world from up there, the heimitzad isalusan shol bnei Yisrael va'elu milmata lamayla, so also in the way that the Yidden will be elevated closer to Hashem than they were before. As we find in what was brought about, the elevation that was brought about through Matan Torah, that even though already before Matan Torah the Yidden were given the ability to, there was already the possibility for mitzvahs, Ubaloshna Rambam. As the Rambam says, Shal Shisha Dvarim Nitzdavu Adam Arishin, that Adam Arishin already had six mitzvahs. And then Noach got a seventh mitzvah, which was Evim Nachai. Ba Avram, then came along Avram, and Istaba Yeser Aleil was given more mitzvahs than these, Mila and so on. The Yitzchak, the Yaakov, Hesiv, and they added. The Omer Chazal, the Avos Kimu Kol HaTorah Kula, and our sages tell us that the Avos did the entire Torah Atzil Nitnav even before it was given. So in other words, that the Torah was already here, mitzvahs were already here even before Matan Torah. Im Kol Zeh, still, Harei Dafke B'Matan Torah Nischadesh, and Dafke through Matan Torah there was a whole new level, a whole new accomplishment. Loi Rak Iloi Rak V'Toses Koyach V'Koyach HaMitzvahs Atzmam, not just that the mitzvahs which are already here were given this new a breath of fresh air, a new life was breathed into them, not just that. Elagam Kola Inyan, the Ubana Bacharta, there was a fundamental change in the relationship between the Yidden and Hashem, that then Hashem chose the Yidden. Bechiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'nei Yisrael, Haba Matzmusi Yisbarach, and choosing means that it reaches deep into the essence of the one making the choice. Shalom Ailam Akol Eir, and as well, as we'll get to that, and Shalom Ailam Akol Eir V'gilush and Hizgalakai the Matan Torah, and this transcended anything which could have been revealed before Matan Torah. The choice, the inyan of choice, went deep into the essence of Hashem, which transcends any type of revelation which had already occurred up until then. And the same also happened in regards to the level of the Yidden and the world as a result. That even though through the Egel it brought back the contamination of the Yidden, still it wasn't the same level of contamination as it was before Matan Torah. The lefisha birva ili that paskas are mosim matan teira haye bedarga nailut yisim medarga seila kaidem chetei tzadas, because as we said that when Hashem fixed the contamination, He didn't just bring it back to the same level that it was before, but He brought it back to a higher level, as every yirida has to lead to a greater aliyah. So after the Eibush to heal the yidden paskas are mosim, they were elevated to a higher level. So therefore, meaning that the effect of the Paskas Vamosam was a deeper connection to the Eibishter. Therefore, it must be that even after the Yidden once again brought back the contamination, but the original connection between the Yidden and the Eibishter that was brought back as a result of Paskas Zuhamasam, which was higher than it was at the state of creation, that must have stayed. The deeper connection, that stays, even though, of course, it was contaminated, but it's not the same way as it was before, after the Chetei Sadas, but before Matan Torah. So therefore, as a result of Matan Torah, there was first a greater relationship between the Eibishter and the Yidden, and also a greater connection between the Yidden and the Eibishter. And the same is true also in regards to what will happen when Mashiach comes. That Mashiach will learn Torah with all the Yidden, and this will be not the regular Torah, but Torah Shal Mashiach, B'dugmas Aliyah Shebematan Torah. Similar to the Aliyah Matan Torah, Mashiach's Torah is also on a higher level. Shagam ba Maila Gedolah V'Yaseira Al Aliyah Shematan Torah. That in the Torah that Mashiach will teach, there is a higher element than the Torah as we received it from Matan Torah. U'b'shnei Enyonim Anal, and this elevated state is in both matters. Begili Elokus Mil Maila, both in the type of revelation of godliness that it brings about, and also in the level that it raises the Yidden up to, as well as the world in general, the way it raises up the world. Mavur b'Tanya. The Tanya explains that even though it's true that by Matan Torah the Yidden experienced Elokus, seeing it directly, even so, this is only somewhat of what will happen when Mashiach comes, the Gula Asida. Harei Muvan, so we understand, that when it says that the glory of Hashem will be revealed, which means in the time of Mashiach, Gilui Eiren Sabaruch Hushiyah Lassid Lavei, which means, of course, that it's a greater revelation of a Lakos than was by Matan Torah itself. The Gaman and the Gael Madrigos and Shulvan Israel, in other words, that the Lakos that's Nizgala is higher than by Matan Torah. The Gaman and Gael Madrigos and Shulvan Israel, and also that the level of the Yidden and the world in general will also be elevated on a higher level than Matan Torah. In the time of Mashiach, it says that David will remove completely all tumah from the world, and death will be completely swallowed up forever. In other words, it will be not as it was, merely as it was by Matan Torah. What happened by Matan Torah? Shirak Paska Zuamasim. That it only interrupted contamination, but it still left the possibility that it should return, as it did in fact happen through the Chet Egel. And the reason that by Matan Torah it was only a temporary interruption and it still has the possibility to come back, whereas by Geula Asida it says Avir, it will be completely removed, and Bilan Mavas LaNetzach, it will be an eternal end to death. The reason is that the elevation, the purification that happened to the world through Matan Torah did not happen from within the world itself, Ki Mitzadam Shachas V'Gidlei L'Kos M'Maila, but rather it happened from the top down. The Eibishter revealed himself onto the world in such an intense way that it was overwhelmed by Hashem's presence and it lost its negativity. But when the shofar blew, in other words, the Matan Torah ended, and the Gilui of Matan Torah ended, the world reasserted itself. It all came back. And therefore now the possibility for contamination is there again. But the Lasid Lavi, it'll be completely different. Over there, as we said, Tuma will be completely removed. That means that the world itself, from the perspective of the world, from the stance of the world, from the standpoint of the world, Yizbarer v'yizdachich, will already be refined and purified. Therefore, the revelation from above that will come through this, therefore, when Hashem reveals himself into the world at that time, because the world is ready, because it has already refined itself, it will penetrate the world in such a way that it lasts forever. From this fact, that only after the Yerida comes the very highest type of Aliyah, that brings us to this point, which is that the reason for the Yerida, why is there a Yerida, is only to prepare you for the higher Aliyah. That it's only because it's only through the Aveda in the place of the Yerida which could lead to the Aliyah, the higher Aliyah. K'meish Aliyah the Matan Torah Baal Yedei HaChana the Maisa Avis. And just like, in order to reach the elevated status of Matan Torah, it needed the preparation of the work of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. V'achakach HaBir V'azichu D'Kor HaBarzel. Then the Yidden themselves had to be purified in what's called the big pot, the iron pot of Mitzrayim. Shehem, Sheikhinos, Bnei Yisrael, Va'elam, and those things which prepared the Yidden and the world in general, Sheyuchu L'Kabbalah Gilui Matan Torah, to be able to receive the Gilui Matan Torah. Kach, Al Yedei Achana Shel Ma'aseinu V'Avodaseinu Kol Meshech Zman Meshech HaGolus. So also, our work in Aveda during the entire span of Golus, Bebiru V'Zichech HaElam, to purify and elevate the world. Until the world, from its own perspective, that the world has become purified and elevated. That is what brings the Aliyah, the ultimate Aliyah of the Gula Asida. And this will be understood by first explaining the famous Kasha. Al Mashakosov Shma Yisrael Hashem Echad. Shma Yisrael Hashem Echad. L'chayra hayamasim yaisa leimer Hashem Yachid. It would seem that it would have been more appropriate to write Hashem is the only one, not Hashem is one, but Hashem is the only one. Why? Kimilos Echad einem meir l'chayra alamitas yichudish l'gosh baruch hu. Because the word Echad, one, doesn't really express true unity. Sharei yesh echad amonoi, because one could also mean one of two, one that leads to two. Sheyesh sheni loy, which means that there is something secondary to the one. V'lachein namar yesh echad vein sheni, and that's why when you say echad, you have to say he is one, but and there is no second one. Why do you have to say there is no second one? Because echad means that there could be a second one. So therefore, because the word echad doesn't necessarily negate that there is a second thing. So therefore, echad doesn't seem to express true unity. Whereas the word the only one, that means that there is no other second thing. So that should have been the word used. And the explanation is the hi anitzenes, that is the very meaning of it. Tachlis v'amitis achdusha shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you want to know the true unity and oneness of Hashem, ein nikeres b'shlilas kol metzias ulasam yikare, that is not reached. You don't get to the true unity of Hashem by saying that there is nothing else there to which to compare Him, to which to see Him in context of. In other words, from the word yachid, which you originally state, there is nothing else. That doesn't bring out the true unity of Hashem. Ki'im, what does bring out the true unity of Hashem? Dafke kashe yeshne metziyah shel olam. Dafke, when you acknowledge or you allow that there is a world. V'chol zeh nirgash ba'olam, and at the same time as there is a world, the world itself accepts and senses and knows she'ena metzias la'atzmai, that the even the metzias of the world is not a metzias outside Hashem. Bazed dafke mizbatas mitis achdusa shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. Only this truly brings out the true unity of Hashem, that as you allow for a world and the world accepts Hashem's unity, that brings out true unity. Zeu inyan echad, and this is what is expressed by echad shegam k'sheyeshnu l'metzias shel olam, that even though there is a world, mekol makam yuchadu imay yizbarech, the world is so one with Him and so not separate from Hashem, the tachlos hayichud, that there is truly only one metzias. Ukeben rumas begimel ha'isis shebemilas echad, and that is actually brought out in the three letters of the word echad. Dalid, the letter dalid of the echad is dalid ruchas ha'olam, represents the four sides of the world. Ches, the number 8, Zayin Rekiyim, the Echad, represents the seven skies and the earth. Milo Mata, up and down. And Aleph is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Aleph of Echad refers to Hashem, Aluf Shel Olam, the master of the world, Vapirush, Bemilos Echadu. So what is this meaning of the word Echad? Shetzrichim Lahamshuch Olu HaGalois, Elokusi Yizbarech, that you have to bring down and reveal Hashem's presence, hanirmas ba'is echad, which comes from the word, from the letter aleph in the word echad, ba'olam, into the world, which hanirmas ba'is is ches dalid, which is brought out by the letters ches and dalid of the word echad. Shegam ba'olam, that even in the world, meloshen hela v'hester, which the world comes from the world concealment, which in other words, by its nature, it conceals on elokus, kefishu b'mitziyusay u'b'gdarav hu. So that the world in its own state of olam, of helam, yurgash shekol metziyusayu alufah shel olam, we have to bring the feeling to the world as the world is a metzias, that its true metzias is only alufah shel olam Hashem. K'merum es gambazeh sha'alef shebemilas echad haremezes al alufah shel olam, which is brought out also by the fact that the aleph of this word echad, which refers to Hashem, here Rishayna is the first letter of the word, the klulimba ubetelim eleha, and therefore contained within the first letter, because the first is always the most important, and so on. And bottled to the first letter is a ches va'adalid, are the ches and dalid, the remzis al metzios ha'olam, on the existence of the world. Ach l'chayre, eich yeh ha'olam she'in yoni kishmei l'halam l'hastar l'lekuz, but the question still remains. How is it that the world, which comes from the world, conceal? In other words, that its whole purpose is to conceal. Kli l'kabal, how will it be able to absorb, to receive, u'ba'ifin she'iz gala yidei zeh, and that it not only receives, but its mission now is to exhibit this idea, Alufa Shel Olam, the master of the world, Hashem. How can the world, which its definition is that it conceals Hashem, how is it able to accept, to receive, and then illuminate, to bring out Hashem? For this purpose, the Yidden were given Torah mitzvah and Torah shvachdei. Shebahem v'al yodam yivadru v'yizachachu v'sa'olam, that through them will be revealed and elevated and refined the world. V'yayasu d'ilayz baruch tachtenim, and through this we make the world into a place that is can accept and even reveal elikus. V'zeh shebematan Torah nitna keich levaru l'zachach sa'olam. And this, that by Matan Torah we were given that ability to purify the world. It's not just to say that by Matan Torah we were given the tools, the Torah and the mitzvahs, to be able to bring purity and elevation to the world, to make it into a dira. Elo shagam etzem gili elokusha b'matan Torah madrigasa shalo oylam ba'is esho nosnu akayach al bira v'zicha oylam l'acher matan Torah. But it's more so the revelation that took place at matan Torah at that time is what gave the kayach to be able to bring this purification to the world. That intense revelation that happened at matan Torah. How so? When the Torah was given, the whole world lost its own identity completely, because of the great intense revelation that came from above. In other words, that the bittul that everything had to the elokus that was revealed was not just from the perspective of elokus. It was from the perspective of the world too. The world also knew that it's completely bottled. How do we know? K'maymer azal, as the Chazal tell us, tzipur leitzavach, no bird chirped. Everything, elokol ha'olam was shaysig, and it goes through different animals. They didn't make any sounds. Ela'olam shaysig, the whole world was quiet. In other words, that the world was bottled. And even though it's true, as we said before, that the world in its own state was not yet ready to be able to receive a lakus, the kind of a lakus that was revealed by Matan Torah, and that's why as soon as Matan Torah was over, everything went back to normal. But action is battle migdara of a mitzvah. So what actually happened was that the world just lost its own state of being and was overwhelmed by the elokus that was revealed. Mitzad agili abal mumayla, because of the revelation that came from above. L'chein haya zeh rak lefi shah kanal, and therefore it was only a temporary thing, as we said before. Hine bitul zeh b'shas matan Torah shenosan hakayach sheyuchal oilam lizbarer lizachach lizalois. But it's this fact that at that time the world wasn't such a state of bittul. It's what allows that later this should become the true state of the world. The fact that it happened already once, even though at that time the world wasn't ready yet, but that's what gave the kayach that it should be able to come back in a way that the world will be able to absorb it through the Aveda of Torah and Mitzvahs. So in other words, it wasn't just that at Matan Torah the Yidden were given the tools, the mitzvahs, through which to make the world into a place that's bottled to Elikus. The fact that there was this Gili Elikus at that time, even though it was only temporary because the world wasn't ready for it yet, but because it already had it once, it therefore allowed for the world to be able to come to that state through the Torah and Mitzvahs in a fully integrated way. Well, Pisa Yavur, based on this will it be explained Masha Moshe by Sophas Echod Begimatria Mashiach, that the word Moshe together with the word Echod is the Gematria Mashiach. Ki inyonishal Moshe Matantari in the Sinus Kayach Alavaida Babir Vizikhailam Baif Mishal Echod. Because it is what Moshe is about. Moshe is Matantari. So it's Moshe Matantari which gave the ability that Avodah should be able to bring about a purification and an elevation to the world in a way that Echod should become the reality, the Echod that we said before. And this Avodah, which comes from the Keicha Shol Moshe, is what will lead to Mashiach. When this is all realized and it happens, then Mashiach will come. So now we understand the connection between the inner connection between Mashiach and Mashiach, because the Geula Asida will of course happen through Mashiach. That's how it will actually come about. But the ability for this to happen all happened through Mashiach, that it was only because of what he did, Matan Torah, which gave the ability for the world to be able to absorb the Echad and to be able to lead to what is expected at Mashiach, that came through the Koyach of Moshe. On the other hand, we understand the difference between Moshe and Mashiach. Ki af she Moshe hu goylem shel Yisrael, because even though Moshe is the redeemer of Yidden, hare tachlis shibud v'golos Mitzrayim v'golosam v'yitziyosam shel Yisrael Mitzrayim hu Matan Torah. The ultimate purpose of being redeemed from Mitzrayim, in fact, the ultimate purpose of going to Mitzrayim and being redeemed from Mitzrayim, was for Matan Torah. Kama Shekosev, as the pasuk actually says, "Beitziach Hashem Azem Mitzrayim," that when you will take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, it is for the purpose of Tavdu Asa Olikim Alor Azeh. It is in order to worship Hashem at this mountain. In other words, Matan Torah. V'inyanu shel Matan Torah u'inyanu shel Moshe, and Matan Torah is of course Moshe. In addition to that very fundamental thing of that Hashem chose the Yidden of my Matan Torah, but in addition to this is also the revelations that took place in Matan Torah and so on. So it's Moshe's involvement which is what gives us the ability and the power to be able to repurify and refine the world. In Yonishol Mashiach who Geimer Gemara Habitl. That's the union of Moshe. The union of Mashiach is to complete this process of refining the world. And mostly for what will happen, what will take place after the Geula. That's Mashiach's mission also, to can bring us into the Geula and to continue in the Geula. After the world will already have been refined. The person is the microcosm, is it? Yeah, the microcosm, a small world. And just like the world, the order of the world is the same seder that takes place in the world as a whole also happens within the life of every yid, every day. That first a person goes out to do his work until at night, and then he comes home when he's going to sleep. He says, "I entrust my spirit into your my soul into your hands." And the next day he becomes a new person. Starts a new avodah. So he explains that the work of the day begins with davening and learning, as it says in the Gemara, that first you go to the shul to daven, and then goes from the shul to the Beis HaMedrash, to the study hall to learn. And over there, from the davening and the learning, you receive the power to be able to tackle the world, your avod in the world. The nefesh alakis spreads out into the guf. And therefore, he is able to control the yetzahara. Through the Torah, which is the antidote to the Yetzirah, kipshuta, literally, because in the literal sense, it also teaches you what you need to do. In other words, the Torah is both figuratively or spiritually the antidote to the Yetzirah, and it's also in the literal sense, it just teaches you what's right from wrong. And then comes your actual involvement in the matters of the world. As it says, conduct yourself, with the worldly matters. And also it reaches what the Rambam says, Chacham Tzarech Sheyenika B'Macholei B'Mashkeyu, that a wise person has to be recognized in all of his behavior, not just in his learning and in his davening, but everything that he does, in the way he eats, in the way he drinks, and the Rambam goes through all types of behaviors. In all of his activities, in the worldly matters, it should be recognized that he is a wise man whose eyes are in his head. In other words, he sees the future, or that his eyes are focused on the head, on the important things, and so on, all the different pshatim. And as the pasuk says in Ir, that he saved the city from through his wisdom. Hachad botel la'aleph, the ches dalid from the word aleph, the ches dalid from the word echad, which represents the world, is botel to the aleph. Haluv shalom, which represents Hashem, of course, aydei aleph chachma, and this comes through the teaching of chachma and the teaching of the Torah and so on. So this is how the world, the day goes by. That's how the Aveda of the day. And then when a person finishes the Aveda of the day, where he comes and he has to make a calculation of what happened that day. It re-emphasizes his mission that he has to bring the Aleph into the world. And that's what he says by Krishna Shalamita, just before you go to sleep. You say, I entrust my soul into your hands, Kael Emes, the God of truth. He ends the word with the pasuk with Emes. Because the word Emes also represents a similar thing to the word Echad. Question is, Bar Emes Hashem Lo'Emar, the Emes Hashem Lo'Elam, as it says in the pasuk, that Emes Hashem Lo'Elam, Emes is eternal. Kedisa B'Yerushalmi, as the Yerushalmi says about the word Emes, Shechisam Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes, that the signature of Hashem is Emes. Emes represents Hashem. Lefisha Begimel Lo'Esis Emes, because the three letters Aleph Mem Sof, in the Aleph Rishayna Shebe'Esis, the Aleph is the first letter of all the alphabet. Mem is the very center letter of the Aleph Beis. But Tav, Achreinu Shebe'esis, Tav is the last one. In other words, that it has to permeate from the beginning, through the middle, all the way to the end. Only then is it true. K'mesh Kosev, Ani Rishem, Ani Achrein, as it says, I am the first, I am the last, Me'balodei En Elokim, besides me there is no other. Hainu Shevachol In Yonei Ha'Elam, In HaKotza La'Kotza Yum Shech V'Yizgal La'Emes Havayi. In other words, that Emes of the truth of Hashem has to permeate from the beginning, the Aleph, all the way to Tav, through the center. Ha'lufa Shel Olam, it has to be revealed. And as the Rambam says, that from the truth of his existence, that's where all existence comes from. And that's why the Sfarim say, if you remove the Aleph, meaning the Hashem, from the word Emes, Nishar Meis, all that's left is death. And just like in a general way, Matan Torah gave us the ability to be able to purify the world, as I said before, because of the Gilui that happened, even though it wasn't ready, but that's what prepared it. So also in the personal Aveda of each person, that through doing his Aveda of purifying the world, his part of the world, as he was commanded to do in the Torah, which is Moshe, boim la geula, haklolis, become to the general geula, which is Mashiach, bagol edidan, may this happen now.